and we see what God has to say about circumstances and situations. And the reason why we do that is because we want to birth in our heart a vision that we can actually do this. And one of the things that Pastor Kurt was saying this morning in service, and again, I'm going to refer you back to go to kurtowen.com and watch that service, and it was called The Reality of Jesus, is that here's what's happening in today's day and age. People say, you know, you say, well, I believe God. This is what God's word says. And then somebody says, well, yeah, but you've got to be realistic about it. Which means to that person, Jesus is not their reality. Their reality is whatever they're now. 1 Kings 18 and 20. And we're going to go to the Message. I'm going to pull it up in mine just in case Calron's a little slow on me today. I love you, Calron.
Love you, Pastor.
Thank you. So Ahab summoned everyone in Israel, particularly the prophets, to Mount Carmel. So now what happens is, Obadiah goes, and he and Ahab went in two different directions. And Elijah is in a cave, and Obadiah comes upon him. He's also a prophet of God, but he's not being persecuted the way that Elijah is. I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, that you are my Savior. I receive you, and I receive that I am cleansed and that I am clean, and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's